Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and this is a special edition of March Madness. And so there's been a lot of upsets. There's been a lot of, crazy things that have been going on. And very physical games, along with some questionable ref calling and officiating, I should say. And it's been really crazy. I've been watching it all weekend, and yeah. So let's get right down to business. The first upset that I saw was Iowa State getting beat by Georgia State. That was a crazy upset. Nobody ever would have expected that. And of course, and the celebration after the game, the coach went over, and he was jumping around and all that, and he tore his Achilles tendon, right? And now at this point, Georgia State is the Cinderella team, right? So they go on, and I believe they go on to the second round, right? And they beat that team, and that was crazy. And then they go on to face Xavier, and then they lost there, which is kind of a heartbreaker. But it was pretty crazy all around for them. Maybe Baylor, that's right, and by 1 point, which was crazy. The game winner shot by RJ Hunter. So I think he's the coach's son. So crazy. Then another crazy matchup was Villanova. Nova got beat by NC State. What a thriller. It came down to the last few seconds, and they just came out with the win there. Kentucky, I saw Kentucky. This isn't an upset, but Cincinnati really put on a good show for them. They were fighting hard, and it was a really good effort by Cincinnati, but Kentucky is so good. You know, I didn't realize how good Kentucky was, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. Another big thing is my dad's brother lives in Arizona, and my mom is from Wisconsin. It looks like if both teams go on to the Elite Eight, they're going to be facing off against each other. So that's going to be interesting. I'm rooting for Wisconsin, of course, but we'll see. Frank Kaminsky, can he pull it out? We'll see. One of the bigger losses that Wisconsin had was to Rutgers, and some might bring that up and say, oh, you lost to Rutgers. Well, we didn't have Frank Kaminsky at that time. He was out with a concussion, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. As well as, last week, it was Michigan State and Wisconsin, and that was pretty interesting. It went into overtime, and Wisconsin won by 9, right? But it was really close, and I was really scared. And, you know, that really showed me how physical and how much heart Michigan State had. And, you know, to see them go out today and beat Virginia, you know, one of the better teams, one of the better defenses in the league, and almost just, you know, run all over them, they were able to, you know, pass the ball. They were able to keep the tempo high. And whenever the tempo, you know, went down a little bit, Virginia had their runs. But then they put, you know, a star player in. Travis Trice, he had a great game. What a stellar game. He's going pro. I'm almost certain of it. But, you know, if you look at the rest of that Michigan State team, I mean, you look at Dawson. He had Braden Dawson, I think his name is. He had a great game, too, but I don't know if he's going to go pro or not. He definitely could. He has the power to go, but we shall see. You know, there's so many teams going on right now, it's really hard to pick out who's going pro. And, you know, that region, the Villanova-Virginia region, has not been playing strong lately. They're probably one of the weaker divisions. I think Michigan State will go on to face NC State. And the winner of that game will go on to the Elite Eight. And that will be interesting to have a 7 or 8 team in the Elite Eight.
So, yeah, it's going to be – it's been pretty crazy so far. I've seen a lot of NCAA commercials. One of my favorite has been, you know, the little – there's been a few of them out there, but where Shaq has, you know, the little tips. He had this one fight song thing where he's playing the guitar and he's like, doo, 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 doo. You know, it's one of those Billy Goat Gruff rocker songs. But, yeah, it's pretty funny. And there's also the one with Samuel Jackson and Charles Barkley and all that sort of stuff when they're in the car and we're going to Indianapolis. And Samuel Jackson is like, this is Annapolis, not Indianapolis. Annapolis is of the Maryland. Indianapolis is of the India. So, or Indiana, not India. That'd be really far away. Nobody from any team in the in America would probably want to go there because it's so far away. So, pretty crazy. Right now, Duke and San Diego State are facing off right now. Duke is winning 15-4. I would expect them to win that game, number one seed, and doing pretty strongly. I'm looking out for them. So, yeah, that's been I keep on saying it every time. It's been crazy, but really it is. Seeing college basketball is a lot different from NBA. Everybody in NBA is so, you know, how should I say it, so savvy, and it's very strategic, as, you know, college is run and gun, you know, and it's pretty crazy. So I say that I'm saying that too much now. Also, another finish that, you know, really got us biting our nails here was Butler and Notre Dame. It went into OT, and Notre Dame came out on top barely, just by 3. That was a nail-biter if I've ever seen one. And, I really enjoyed that game. So, yep. Michigan State, I think if I'm going to give a favorite, if I'm going to say a favorite, I really want Wisconsin to win, as always. They're going up against Oregon today, and they should win that game. But I really want Louisville to get into Final Four to see them, you know, go on and win, because that'd be awesome. They're in my Final Four, and they're going up against Northern Iowa tonight, and hopefully they beat them. But I'm hoping that they'll be in the Final Four, because they have a really good. They have really strong, you know, a lot of heart, and they beat U.S. Irvine, I guess. And, so we'll see. Anyway, I'm starting to ramble on here, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to talk, you know, more in depth about the March Madness. So stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at 3. And, we will be right back after this quick commercial break. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk. And, yeah. I'm having some technical difficulties here. All right. Yeah. All right. We will be right back. Stay right here.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stud show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda. And all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. So we're going to go more in depth about this Wisconsin team. We're going to start off with them, and we're going to move on to the other teams. So I want to first talk about what their roster looks like. So there's four seniors on their team, and all of them are somewhat, you know, key players. You know, Frank Kaminsky is the biggest one there, and there's going to be have to be people to step up. Nigel Hayes, I think, is one of them. I saw him in the Michigan State game. He really played really well. His free throw shooting is on point, and he's only a sophomore. And you know, I think he can do well. And Sam Decker is going to have to play well next year too, if they want to make another run like this, because this very well might be one of Wisconsin's last runs until they can get another Frank Kaminsky, you know, to be, you know, big star out there. So, but a lot of these players, right, are very, they're from their hometown, really. They're playing in their hometown. Frank Kaminsky's from Illinois. He's a big one. Of course, the one that I was talking about, Nigel Hayes, he's from Iowa. He's from Ohio. And a lot of them are from Wisconsin. You know, there's Sheboygan. There's Appleton, Green Bay. And then, yeah, so it's really, I think it's really cool, this group of guys. They kind of remind me of the Florida Gators roster, where they didn't really have anybody growing pro, and they just played really good together. Frank Kaminsky, of course, is probably going to go pro. I pretty much have no doubt in my mind. But you know, everybody else on this roster really, you know, they just play well together, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how they do. But most teams have a star player. Virginia, I didn't see anybody be a star player on that team. I couldn't see anybody that really brought, you know, a big rush to the team. You need somebody like that when you're in this game. Of course, there's people like Kentucky where everybody in the floor is that star player. But, you know, Wisconsin, I think they have the chemistry. They have the star player. They have, you know, all the things that they need to win. They have a good shooting squad. They're going to have to improve on their rebounding. Frank Kaminsky has to step up in that. Michigan State just really out-rebounded them and was really physical with them, and really they just need to step up with that. That's what I saw in the Virginia game today too. All the Cavaliers were whining and all that sort of stuff and not really getting physical with the ball. I saw Braden Dawson just run down the court coast to coast and barrel right in down the paint, and they had to foul him because nobody came up to stop him, and it turned out being an and-one. So really, you have to be physical in Michigan. Michigan State, I'm gonna look for NC State to be physical if they can do that. But of course, they're going to be going up against Wisconsin. Wisconsin and Arizona are probably going to be the two teams in the Elite Eight. That's going to be one of the bigger matchups. Wisconsin is going up against they're playing today, and that's going to be interesting. They're going to be going up against Oregon and number 8 seed. So we'll see how that works out. Anyway, that's pretty much it for Wisconsin. You know, Kentucky, they looked really well too. There's really no way to stop them. I really was baffled by it. So, yeah, that's pretty much it for my, you know, March Madness topic. Now, I'm going to switch into freestyle mode. So, freestyle, what have I been doing this week? Well,
I got food poisoning. I'm not going to say from where, but I did get food poisoning through the week, and it kind of sucks. If you guys have ever had food poisoning before, it is not fun. But yeah, it wasn't good. So I had to stay home, and you know, I was thinking, well, I mean, if all I can do is sit around and lay around and rest, and then, you know, I might as well play a little bit of video games. So I just got this video game. It's called Cities Skylines. And I got to tell you, if any of you guys have Cities Skylines, it is a really fun game. It is a throwback to SimCity and what SimCity 2014 was supposed to be. It's a lot of fun. There's they even get the community involved. The community can make custom, you know, off-ramps, and then they could put it up on their website, and you can download it, and you can put it into your world, and it can be an off-ramp, and it's really simple, and it looks really cool and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, what you have to do within the game is you have to keep your people happy, and you have to keep the demand down, and you have to make a water grid, you have to make electricity, way of getting power, and all that sort of stuff. But it truly is a lot of fun. You have to get more population to unlock more buildings. You have to get like 60,000 people in your city in order to get like an airport and stuff. Now, all these numbers might not seem a lot, like 60,000 or, you know, whatever. Right now, my city is at 80,000. But, you know, like Tampa is 2 million. So you might be thinking, well, that's not a lot. So, well, the game, it's a game, right? It's not going to be that realistic, but it really is cool. You can, like, click on a bird, and then you can follow the bird and like see a bird's eye view of your city and stuff like that, and follow cars and stuff. But the main part of the game is to keep your people happy. So you have to have medical places. So you have to have hospitals and clinics, as well as you have to have like cemeteries and stuff like that. And then you have to also have parks, and you have to upkeep them. And you have to have wonders or unique buildings or monuments, I guess, which will put tourists into the cities. In order to have those tourists, you need to have, like, a train station. And, you know, I have a subway, too, so that's really cool. And then you have to make sure that your budget is in the right place. So economy is a big part of the game. If your taxes are too high, people will start to leave. And if your taxes are too low, you'll start to go into debt. So it has to be a good balance of, you know, having the magic number for taxes and having the budget in the right places. Most of my budget goes into wonders, because that would drive tourists in, and my taxes are a little bit higher than what a regular player would do, so I can have more tourists come in. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways to play the game, and a lot of changes, and a lot of, you know, morphs that your city goes through. And you have to take care of traffic and make sure there's not too much noise around residential areas. And, yeah, it's really fun. It's a really good game. I would definitely recommend it. And it's, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So that's City Skylines. That's what I've been playing recently, as well as I've been playing a little bit of Xbox, and going to be my dad's birthday was also on Friday, so happy birthday to Dad, and so that's really cool. We're going to have a nice steak dinner for him tonight, and I'm really excited about that. So, yep, watching March Madness here. Duke game, it's 20-11, and so we'll see how that plays out. I'm pretty sure Duke will win. March Madness going on, definitely make sure to check that out. If you're into that, if you're into basketball, if you're not,
check out the Big Dance then. That will be fun. That's a really hyped up version of it. I was looking around on the internet and stuff and watching some of my, you know, some of the gamers on YouTube and all that sort of stuff. And there's this one who was in Germany and he used to play college ball. And he said, you know, he looks at what's going on in America with like the NCAA and that sort of thing. And he goes, he says it's really different because over in Germany, it's not as, you know, a highly funded thing. But, you know, I think this is the best way to do it. Because I really enjoy it. We have a Nerf hoop in the living room, so I like to, you know, use the basketball and throw it at the Nerf hoop and stuff. It's a lot of fun. And, of course, my dad's doing a pizza in the oven, and we sat back, relaxed, and watched the Virginia game, and that was fun. So, yeah, it's been a fun day. It's been a fun weekend. I hope you guys have a fabulous Sunday. I'm going to cut it short here because I want to get to watching this Duke game, and this is going to be fun. I have some stuff planned later today. So, yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed the show, and thank you for listening to PJ Sports Talk. I will see you guys next Sunday, and remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I'll see you next Sunday at 3. Have a great weekend, and make sure to check out March Madness, and, of course, check out City Skylines if you're into that sort of civil engineering stuff like that. Anyway, see you next week. Bye.